This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A man called Craig who's gone viral because of his observations about girls. Also, one of our team has been ghosted. Unbelievable. And the White House press secretary reads out the Easter story. She can't be bothered. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Now, Chris, you have known this for a while, but I don't think I've shared it with my listeners before. But I have an obsession with somebody. Well, you know, like I was obsessed with the Australian Prime Minister for a while.
Yes.
Julia Gillard. Just because so Australian.
And then you saw her in the lift a while ago, didn't you? And I can't believe this. She was in the lift.
I was so starstruck.
And you didn't say anything.
I was like, I could hear her speak and I recognised her straight away. She's like, so what floor are we going to, please, for BBC News?
This is why I can't understand how you managed to control not doing your impression of Julia Gillard to Julia Gillard.
Julia Gillard, hello, I'm the Prime Minister.
Are you, though?
Oh, you are. Kept in.
Right, so my current obsession is the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The thing is, you've been kind of obsessed with all the press secretaries for now. It's a weird trait of yours that you keep an eye on whoever's the press secretary there.
Right. And sometimes, I'll let you into a secret, if I go away, like if I'm staying in a hotel, you know, often it's just news channels when you go abroad. Sometimes I'll come back to my hotel room just so I can watch her daily press briefing at the White House because I'm obsessed with
her. Why obsessed? Can you explain it?
Whatever you think of the Donald Trump situation, it's fair to say this poor lady, I feel a bit sorry for her. She has the worst job in the world.
Right.
She has to try and, like, she's got the world's press there, and they're like, why has he sent this tweet? And she's like, I don't know, okay.
I always wonder in that situation as well, does she know what they're going to ask beforehand, or does she just have to make up an answer?
I think she has to, like she's thinking on her feet there, and to be fair, like, she's pretty good at it.
Mm.
Because they throw all sorts in her direction, as you can imagine. Anyway, amazing scenes over the weekend at the White House, where they have this tradition called the White House Easter Egg Roll. I don't know if you've seen the picture of Donald Trump and Melania on the balcony of the White House with a rabbit.
I've just been shown
it. It's incredible.
The rabbit with glasses.
Easter bunny with, it's great. Because they look so serious and it's a man in a bunny outfit, which is great in itself. But then,
whoever is in that bunny outfit,
right.
Amazing for them.
Right.
Get that
on your
picture,
CV.
Amazing.
But then the White House press secretary, and I don't know why it's her, has to read the Easter story to some children at the White House Easter egg roll. And she cannot be bothered. That's coming next.
Scott Mills.
So I have just given Chris a real gift. It's the picture on the balcony of Melania and Donald Trump there, and with the man dressed in the Easter bunny outfit in specs.
Well, the thing is with it gets better, right? So I thought I'd see if there's a video from the situation. And Donald Trump then goes and does, like, quite a serious speech about the economy and the military next to the bunny.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of that website of mascots when they've got to observe moments of silences. And the mascots have to stand there with their arms behind, because obviously their faces don't change.
He's like, he's talking about China, but there's a big old bunny next to him.
It sort of negates from the seriousness of what he is saying.
Put that on your social, please.
I'm going to check out this video. I'll put it up.
Anyway, back to the White House press secretary. Huggy's been on saying, I've always thought this. She does have a terrible job. Well, she just has to pick up a lot of pieces, that's all. So this is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is my favourite. And you know when you go to a party and there's parents there and then they palm their children off on you? This is exactly what's happened. She can't be bothered. But she has to read this story, the Easter story, to these children. And she's showing the pictures from the book at times. But she's doing it in the way, you know when Donald Trump signs something and he holds it up?
Yeah, and
they
have to show
to
everyone
right.
All
she's
sides
doing,
of the room.
She's doing exactly the same. Listen to how not bothered she is and how much she doesn't want to be there.
After supper, they went to a garden to pray, but the men who didn't like Jesus sent soldiers to arrest him.
Here's some pictures.
And then she shows the pictures so everyone sees.
Some pictures. Mm-hmm. And she continues.
Jesus was taken away and his disciples were very sad, but Jesus had told them that he would be back after 3 days.
And they were very sad. Show the picture.
Pictures.
Mm-hmm. Here they are looking sad.
And on the third day, women went to Jesus, and the tomb was open, and Jesus was not there.
She's like, when can this end?
That night, Jesus' disciples were in a locked room, and suddenly, Jesus was there, and he was alive and well. Yay.
I don't know why they didn't get a professional storyteller in for that one.
Jesus was alive and well. Yay. And
this is the Easter story, that Jesus is alive today, and because he died for us, we will all live too. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Guys, I keep thinking today is Monday because bank holidays are very good at that. They fool you into thinking it's Monday. It's actually Tuesday.
It's not Monday.
It's not Monday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Did we ever play that clip on it? Because me and Chris...
Oh, Scott, me all
Chris
weekend.
Can't stop doing it now, because we spent quite a lot of time together at the weekend. We played Home nightclub in Lincoln together. Obviously, the journey there, we were mostly just going, what day is Father's Day Sunday?
Father's Day Sunday.
If you've not heard that before, listen to this.
February 1st trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
Yeah, I just need it in a question form, though. Like, maybe, like, what day is...
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah, so what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
So the answer is Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
I can't Sunday. Stop doing it.
I know, we've got to stop, because we're saying it in meetings and stuff now.
You texted me earlier, the first thing I heard from you this morning was Sunday.
That's all I'm saying to people, Sunday.
Right, so it's Tuesday, but I missed my fix of Ghostbusters, which we normally do on the show, yesterday.
Mm.
You know where we bust the people that have just disappeared from other people's lives? Normally on the dating apps. Or they were going to meet up, they're chatting away, and then suddenly they just go. And you know they've read the message, but they don't reply. Like, why do they do that? So that's what we normally try and get to the bottom of. I've got some terrible news, actually. You never think it's going to be back close to home, do you?
No. Well, no, you don't.
But got to tell you, one of our team, our lovely team here,
was ghosted.
She's been ghosted.
The problem with this as well is she's one of our own.
Yeah.
So it feels like I feel more protective of this situation.
So do I. I mean, that's what I mean. It's become personal to us, you know? And as much as I love speaking to you lot, the listeners, I don't feel as much of a connection because I know this person very well. Sophie, hi.
Hello.
Now, Sophie works on the show. Can I start from the beginning?
Yeah.
Right, so last week, I get a message at... Blah, you sent that at midnight.
I know.
You okay?
No.
Okay. What's a good spray tan place? I think I might be having a date on Tuesday and I'm freaking out. So I give you some options.
So ahead of the date, were you asking advice, were you doing a full MOT or was it... How does it work?
How fully are you talking, Chris?
Oh, no, I can answer that.
Well, because you're going for a tan, aren't you? I suppose you're getting match fit. So
what she also wanted her eyebrows done.
Eyebrows.
Because that was my next message. I need to get my eyebrows done and everything.
Which right. I did do.
Doesn't that kill?
Very, very painful. Eyes watering, sitting in the chair with the light blinding me.
Yeah.
Actually crying.
Now, what's
really
that?
Hurts. What are you getting done there?
The eyebrow threading.
Just the eyebrow threading.
Right.
See, this is why girls have got it bad. I feel sorry for girls, you know. They have to go through a lot. Obviously, that once a month thing that happens. Then you've got...
oh, my God!
It's okay, the struggle is real.
I know, and then there's, like, you've got, like, if you want to, you've got the shaving and the wax in there, and then the eyebrows.
Going back to the tanning thing,
it's a lot
right?
of work.
Relate to this. We were about to go and DJ the other night. He whips out a thing of intense tanning spray, says that I don't look tanned enough.
You were looking peaky.
For the gig.
Babe, those lights and in that club were bright.
And then sprayed me, without me having any kind of say, a different colour.
Where was the spraying? Where?
All over my face.
Face and neck.
You can't do that without permission,
he
surely.
He looks so white. But it's just a quick swipe of the...
You can't do that, can you? You can't just tan someone because their face offends you.
You look better. Doesn't he look better?
You do look good today,
but it's not
Chris.
For you to say.
Doesn't he look better?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Sophie. You've been ghosted.
Anyway, right. So, okay. So you had the eyebrows done.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't do the tan.
No.
And then I get another message from you. More after this.
Scott Mills.
Sophie, who works on the show, has been, there's no two ways about it. She's been ghosted. Where did you find this guy?
One of the apps.
Right.
New to the game.
You're new on the apps. You've never done the apps before.
Yeah.
Never.
It must feel so fun to just be let free on all of the number of apps that there are out there.
I'm on three.
Can I read out the next message I got from you? OMG, I got ghosted. I'm absolutely furious. I can't believe I got my eyebrows threaded ahead of the Tuesday ghost date. Thank God I hadn't booked a spray tan.
Oh, my word. So the date was going to be tonight?
Tonight. I'm absolutely livid.
Right.
I have held so much rage for the last couple of days.
Right. I see. This is why I want to get you on, because I feel that you need to vent, Sophie.
I feel your rage.
So everything was going fine.
Right.
He'd been badgering on about me. Let's go for a drink here, there, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I was like, no, going to play it cool. I'm not that bothered. Turns out I'm bothered now.
Oh, you are bothered now.
He even got to a point where he was sending me voice memos, okay, on WhatsApp.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Okay, which just said, good night, Sophie.
Yeah. Now, Sophie has played me. I can do a reconstruction. Sophie has played me the message she received from the boat, and it's kind of odd.
Do it.
But he does this. He goes, good night, Sophie. Like Bane from Batman.
Does it?
Yeah, it's like he's put on a voice.
Is that his real voice?
Yeah, I think
good
so.
Night,
is that not a turn
Sophie.
On?
Not a turn on, no.
But you told me that you
good
said
good night,
one
Sophie. Good night, Sophie.
And then you sent one back doing your version of it. As
do
well.
Yours, do
so
yours.
Do your, you did a sexy voice as well.
No,
do
it
that.
Wasn't.
Just do it.
Good night. No, I got it.
Can't say That's his name much. Either.
No.
Good night, ghost.
Good night, ghost.
Oh, yeah. And I bet you recorded it a few times to get the right one, didn't you?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. Okay.
Oh, so you just kept sending different versions of it.
Excellent. I've got six different versions of Goodnight Ghost.
Okay, so it was all going well. This is the point. There was this kind of weird, cute chat that was going on.
Uh-huh.
And then what has happened?
Right. Easter, went up to see my gran. He asks, how's grandma? So obviously I didn't want to just reply something boring. So took a photo with my gran with the Insta filter with the bunny ears on it. Sent him this really nice photo. There was a bunch of daffodils in the photo.
What is it
Easter
with you and daffodils?
Themed,
it's the, yeah, but also it was the filter, Scott. You know, the...
Oh, the bunny ears.
The bunny ear filter.
Yeah, because it's Easter.
Yeah, both me and my gran.
With the gran.
Complete with bunny ears.
Right.
After that, he just replies, OMG, capital letters.
Right.
So I'm thinking... like, maybe he's freaked out, but maybe he's not. It is a photo by Grant. She's old. So I'm just like, are you freaked out? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Send him another photo of just myself with the bunny ears. Might be more freaked out now. He just goes, yeah, a little. And then I'm thinking, obviously, like, this is a joke.
He's being serious. No, because then suddenly it switches, doesn't it? It's like,
yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. Something's up here. Well,
yeah. So then I go, end of convo, ? And then he just replies... for now, I want you to consider what you just shared with me. A photo of my gran and me with bunny ears on.
That's all it is. It's just a photo of the bunny ears. And that's why she's raging. Because Scotch, he's then gone and blocked her on everything.
No way.
Right. He's blocked me on Instagram, Twitter.
Date's off WhatsApp. Tonight. That's the point. She's been ghosted.
So angry.
And
also, what it seems is that she's sent a picture of a gran with a bunny ears. It hasn't been your gran that's the problem, I don't think.
No, but that's...
I don't know that's what's put him off. But then the second picture with the bunny ears has really tipped him over.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Sophie. If we were, you know, potentially thinking about, like, meeting up for a drink or whatever, that wouldn't freak me out. Well, to be honest, we wouldn't be in that situation.
So what are we asking here? Why is it that Sophie has been ghosted? Do we think it's the bunny ears?
Right, but let's put it out there, because is that really... is a bunny ears filter a deal breaker? I don't think so. I don't think so, Sophie. I don't understand it.
I thought I was trying to be funny. Thought I was being dynamic in my messaging.
I hear you.
It's not gone down well.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
See, Jono's been on saying that the Snapchat filters are a deal breaker.
Some people just can't deal with them, can they?
Well, some people say because obviously it makes you look better than you actually do. I don't believe that. It's not a deal breaker. He needs to grow up.
Mm.
Or could just be a bunny phobia.
Something against bunnies?
No, just a fear of rabbits. You know, people have like...
Which would be a legitimate excuse, but imagine he then messaged that to Sophie.
Right.
Sorry, I can't make this work anymore. I've got fear of rabbits.
Yeah. It's like my brother's got an irrational fear of stickers.
Right. Only found out recently, my girlfriend's got this as well.
What, with stickers?
Can't deal with stickers.
Hate stickers.
If I put a sticker on her...
Oh my God, they go mad.
There's no... Again, it's taken a while to discover this because there's not many situations where that happens.
No.
But if I put a sticker on her, She goes, she's not happy.
Well, my brother's daughter, that's what she's called. That's my niece.
You're not...
is going through a sticker face. He's livid.
Yeah. Well, how does
can't
he do?
Bear it.
Can't
Why? You just have to, like, go away from me.
Oh, look,
go
going
and
back
put
to
your sticker
Sophie,
somewhere else.
Poor what do you, Sophie.
I know. Everyone's like, the love is pouring in for Sophie.
Yeah.
What is a fear of bunny phobia? What is that called? A fear of rabbits?
I don't know.
Bunny phobia, probably. One.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Becky Hill's listening to us right now. Hi, Becky Hill.
Do your impression of her.
I don't do an impression
do
of her.
Do the impression that you do
I
of Becky
I hate
Hill.
It when you do this. Don't. I don't, Becky, I don't.
Oh, you're
right.
Not
also,
be honest,
you've
then, are you?
Stolen my. That is my game.
Not going to do it.
That's my game that I do.
Do your impression.
I don't do an impression of Becky Hill.
All right.
You're horrible. Don't turn it back on me. Right. So, back in the day, I used to have this thing where I'd be like, let's say, I don't know, let's say Grimmy was in here, right? And I'd be like, Chris, do your impression of Grimmy. Now, he doesn't have an impression of Grimmy, but then it makes the other person really paranoid. So Grimmy like, oh, what's the impression?
And you're just doing an impression of Grimmy.
Oh, yeah. What is it? And then, but obviously there isn't one, but then they go away.
You're over-explaining
really
it. You're not going to do the impression.
And
that's
now
fine.
That's happened to Becky Hill, and she's listening, and her song's just been on Radio 1. MK and Becky Hill and Piece of Me.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, James in Derby.
Yeah.
Yes.
So James, Chris, let me just fill you in. Mm-hmm. He's at work at the moment. He's a paint sprayer.
Paint sprayer?
But tonight, he's going to see Sam Smith in Birmingham.
Okay, so in the day, James, is that literally all you're doing? You're spraying the paint?
I repair and paint cars.
Oh, okay.
Right, got you.
Yeah.
And obviously you're a massive fan of Bangers if you're going to see Sam Smith tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, James has a little life hack for us. Now, tell us what you do, James, for instance, if you're in Ibiza. Go.
Well, my last name's Statham, as in the actor Jason Statham.
So you say you're him?
I say that I'm his nephew.
Oh, yeah, and also, if you say nephew, it's far enough distance for it to be believable.
Yeah,
I see what you're doing there.
So
okay,
I've blagged a few free drinks out of that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What, by saying that, like, Jason Statham is my uncle. Hello, bartender, I'd like a mojito, please.
Yep.
It's like, you are nephew of Jason Statham. We will serve you. And we should serve you.
They've asked me for my ID as proof, and I've shown it to them, and then they believe it.
Okay, but if there are any bartenders listening to Ibiza, he's a fraud.
Yeah, look out for a James Statham. Unless, of course, James Statham does have a nephew called James, in which case that's a really bad coincidence.
He's a paint sprayer. He's 27. He's from Derby. Don't let him tell you anything different. Here's what I've got for you on Bangers today. Lady Gaga, applause.
Oh, he's back on the Gaga. He's back on the Gaga, everyone.
I've not heard the word applause for ages. And then yesterday I was in a spin class and the French teacher, the spin class teacher was French, rather. And she said, give yourselves a huge round of applause.
Applause.
At the end. So this is applause by Lady Gaga. That's my banger.
And my banger is this.
I don't know why you're applausing yourself. You've just been going around on a bike and going nowhere for an hour.
Applause. This is 303 feet K2E Perry. And this is Starstruck.
I forgot about this one.
This is the one with Katy Perry, isn't it?
That's clearly
I've not done a rubs there.
No. It's early Perry.
Yeah. Good video.
Yeah, really good video. Okay, right, James Statham, what are we going to have?
I'm going to have to go with Chris.
I knew it!
I love Katy Perry.
Okay, yeah, we all love Katy Perry.
Come off quite premature there, right?
Sorry. Didn't mean to get rid of you, just got to get the song on, yeah? 3-3 and Katy Perry.
Oh,
Oh, I wanted a close on.
Tough. Amazing song to whistle to. Well, annoying if you can't whistle.
I can't whistle.
I can't believe that.
So what you have to do instead is go, woo, woo.
Oh, I hate that. I hate
Why?
When people can't whistle.
I don't care. I don't care that I can't whistle. Whistling is rubbish.
It says, you're looking good tonight. Woo, woo.
No.
I can't stand
whistling.
That.
Whistling. Ho. I heard someone whistle in the toilet the other day. It was like in the pub.
Why were they whistling?
Well, I can't do it, but... You know, like,
oh,
when
it's embarrassing.
Just, it's embarrassing. Don't
Isn't
whistle.
It? Why don't you learn that sort of stuff at school?
You can't
learn.
Yeah, actually, they should teach you at school. Because listen, no, nothing comes out. What am I doing wrong? That's
but
pathetic.
I wonder why it is you can't do that.
I don't want to whistle anyway. It's just for old men do it in toilets.
You think it's a who?
Massively.
Scott Mills.
I think I might be overthinking things, right, on the whistling. You can sort of do it. It's not... It's not good.
It's not strong, is it?
But I sometimes think whistling is odd. Clapping is weirder. Why do we clap? Why as humans do we clap? Think about it. Like when we like
clap.
Something, we start flapping our hands together. Why are we doing that as opposed to... Well, it could be anything. I could do this on my chest. I could do anything.
Right.
What I'm saying is, why did
why
that become
it?
A thing?
Right. Put your hands together.
If you think about it, as humans, we're flapping our hands together to make a noise like it's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm overthinking it.
Do you know
today.
What you are? I bet you are.
This is like 11 o'clock at night and you start asking these types of questions.
I bet you're a clapper on a plane when it lands.
No, I'm not. No, because I think just do your job.
I hate that so much. Do your job, absolutely.
Do your job.
Well, yay, we're all alive.
Can you imagine if everyone got a fanfare when they arrived?
Also, I've heard,
everyone.
I don't know if this is true, some like there's one airline... That plays in, like, cheering noise.
No.
You know, like, canned laughter on TV?
It's probably Air Force One.
No, I think, like, one of the airlines that we would maybe both have been on.
Oh, really?
I think they play in, like, great noises and clapping. So then, like, you're kind of forced to join in with it, aren't you? Annoying.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, quick one. You know my friend Robbie?
Yes.
Like, one of my best mates? He's on a little holiday at the moment in one of the Greek islands. It looks lush, actually. You know, I always like to hear from people that are listening poolside.
Mm.
We got Katie, actually, that's listening with her husband at the moment in Aruba.
Mm. Sweet.
And someone else listening in Melbourne, and that is Emma. Hi, Emma. She's not listening for ages, but she's listening... Over the other side of the world. Hi.
So what's Robbie doing?
Right, so he's expecting a baby soon when his wife is.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gone on like a little holiday before the baby arrives. And he has been texting me. Let me see what I can read out. Okay, so his ex is basically in the same resort.
Oh, no. What are the chances?
Like out of everywhere you could go in the world. The thing is, right, he has not got his glasses. But he says it's totally her, and she's right over the other side. Like, how is that possible? Like, out
of
all
the
places in the world, over the other side of the pool.
Got you.
And he is pretty sure it's her, but like, short-sighted, so didn't bring his glasses. Doesn't want to go and confirm by going right up to her because then he's got to talk. And like, what do you do in that situation? He doesn't want to say hello. It didn't end in a good place.
She's probably looking at him, squinting from the other side.
Right.
Right at her.
Yeah. I just don't know what I would do in that situation. And obviously he's got his wife expecting right to the left of him and ex-girlfriend over the other side of the pool there.
It's a tricky situation.
All the girlfriends, all of the time, in Greece.
Scott Mills.
For anyone, who's this, please?
Hi, it's Craig. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Craig. What's going on?
So I did a tweet, and I know you love a tweet. This tweet I did has gone a bit viral, so I thought I'd just call up and bring it to your attention.
Oh, I love this. What? So you're currently viral right now?
Yeah, I'm having to charge my phone 5 times a day viral.
What do you mean? What was it?
Basically, I live with my girlfriend and my girlfriend's best friend. And I did a tweet about how what it's like to live with them, just like sort of like from a male perspective.
Oh,
like,
hang on. I saw this at the weekend.
Yeah.
I've not seen this one.
Yeah.
Explain.
Let me just find. Hang on. Craig Shapes, that's you.
Craig Shapes is me, yeah.
Yeah. One half of bass music duo Shapes HQ.
Yes, that's it.
And, okay, so it says, Chris, last year I moved in with my girlfriend and her best mate. They're both girls. Some of the stuff I've seen is eye-opening, mate, a thread. And then you just kind of list them all and they go on. I've just seen the amount of views these are getting.
Yeah, it's silly. So I think it's because they're quite relatable, because most of the people that have been replying or quote tweeting it or whatever have been girls saying, oh my God, this is me.
Right.
Yeah, so you're getting good stats from your tweets.
Just a bit, yeah. They're all right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
He's got 19,000 likes on his first one.
I know.
Okay, and just for clarity, there's never been anything that's gone on between you and the best friend.
No.
It was just in my mind. I just had to check. I don't know. I just needed to tick that, make sure that box wasn't ticked.
That didn't even cross my mind. What kind of mind have you got?
I don't know.
What's going through that?
Listen, I'm sure there'll be someone else listening right now that was wondering that.
Sorry, Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
So many people have tweeted that exact same thing it's a bit weird.
Sorry, no, Mr. Shapes. So why do your tweets bang so much? What's going on? What have you done?
I can read the first one to you and see if you agree with it. I don't know whether you've ever been in a similar situation, either of you.
I have lived with girls before, so I might be able to relate.
Same.
Okay.
When I was at uni, I lived in a house where there was mostly girls.
There you go. So you should both hopefully be able to relate with these.
Okay, give us tweet number one then.
All right, so tweet number one is they show each other all of the messages that they receive from everybody. Nobody is safe. Girls don't need screenshots because they have photographic screenshot memories.
Yeah.
No, do girls really know. Show... They do. Actually, I've just witnessed this happen. A girl who works on the team showed another girl who works on the team everything.
Yes.
The messages that have been going on at the weekend.
Yes, some pictures that were sent to her.
They do show each other everything, don't they?
Literally every single message they receive. And I'm not talking about just from, like boys or gossip or anything. Like, it could be just like a text from mum saying what you're having for dinner.
Okay, well, and unrelated, I can't say that the last story matches up with this person, but Nicola, who does work on the show, is nodding away at this right now. Nicola, is this truth?
Is this true?
So true.
It's truth.
What, even the ones from your mum?
Oh, yeah.
Even the mum
every message.
One.
Every message.
Every message.
But why?
Just, you know, you just want to get someone's opinion.
Right, so that would seem that you're right there, Craig Shapes. They're showing everything.
Thank you.
How many retweets?
19K likes, 2,000-ish retweets.
God, good stats.
Great stats.
Okay, right, you wait there, and I'm going to get onto subject number two after this.
Scott Mills.
Craig's with us. He started a thread on Twitter not long ago, and it's gone mad. And it's just about when he moved in with his girlfriend last year and her best mate, and some of the stuff that he's noticed. Okay, so they show each other all of the messages that they get from everyone. Craig, what was point number two?
So this one's got a little bit more attention in terms of, like, replies, because I think there were some people that might disagree with this one. But
okay.
I wrote, contrary to popular belief, girls do poo. Right. And they aren't scared to talk about it. I need a poo is probably the most used phrase in the house.
Really? Is it fair to say that that your girlfriend and her best friend are just very comfortable around you? The best friend is absolutely fine saying that kind of thing to you.
I think that potentially the reason is probably more like they forget that I'm there most of the time.
Right.
Mm. You're just one of the girls.
I don't get why they have to tell each other that, though. Just do it.
I know, right? That's what I said. But, hey.
Nicola, do you tell people?
Nicola, you've never told me that you need a poo.
Well... No, I haven't.
Do you need one now?
No, I don't.
Right. But fine. Would you tell me if you did?
I didn't tell you, but if I was living with someone that I was really close to them, then yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay,
fine. Fine. It's the extreme honesty in the situation that I think we're uncomfortable. But then, do you know what? I probably wouldn't tell you, Scott. Like, it's an odd one, this, isn't it?
Actually, you do tell me. You do tell me.
I do tell you, actually, because
you
I send you pictures.
You send me pictures.
From the toilet. Not what you're thinking. Not what you're thinking.
Let me say what he sends me a picture of. He sends me a picture of...
Gordon Brown. Or like Mrs. Brown's boys.
Yeah, any of those. Sometimes a picture of the Bakerloo line.
From
London Tube Network. I don't understand that one. Anyway, so, well, I didn't know that about girls, but you do the same.
How many likes?
So that one's on 12,000 likes.
Wow.
Mate, not as good, but I would have thought that would have more.
Yeah. I would have thought thought that would have more, but apparently not.
Craig, this is great. Can we move on to number three in a sec?
Yeah, of course we can.
Scott Mills.
Oh, hi, Lydia in Leeds. She says, this is so true. I live with four other girls and I need a poo is also a most used saying in our house. Sometimes we tell each other what type of one it is based on our stool chart. No, they are nurses and radiography students, so that's why they have one of those up on the wall. Obviously, that
state of it. What do you mean? A chart on the wall?
A stool chart on the wall, yeah, because they're nursing students. And obviously, bowels are very important to them. Right, so Craig's on the line. Now, he's recently moved in with two girls, and it's breaking down exactly what it's like to live with them from a boy's point of view. So, Craig, what's the third thing on your list?
Point number three is hair clips. You know, like this little sort of hair grip thing.
Yeah.
So my third tweet is hair clips. Oh, my days, the hair clips. Stand on them, I sit on them, I wake up with them attached to my face. I could have a bath in the ones I find on a weekly basis.
Hair clips everywhere.
Is there?
Everywhere. And they really hurt when you stand on them.
Is there that many?
There's so many of them.
Was it like a trap?
It feels that way.
Bringing this back to you, Nicola, the hair clip situation, are they all over the place? What's going on?
I didn't see the issue with them.
No,
it's quite nice walking around like, oh, there's one. I can use that now.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, yeah, if you just lob them about the place,
exactly,
there'll always be one there ready to go. Yeah, okay, I see what you're doing. Yeah, well, that will explain it, Craig Shapes. They're just being stored for later, you know?
That one's been completely debunked now, hasn't it? It's fine.
Really interesting idea, just putting things that you might want to use more often just all over the floor, just in the off chance. Like, it would probably work with nuts, wouldn't it? Just like nuts all over. Just get a packet of nuts, throw them around the place.
Whenever you want a nut, you can just pick one up.
Yeah,
because I bought some cashew nuts earlier.
Yeah.
So what I'll do tonight is just scatter them around my house.
Say that again.
Cashew nuts.
Cashew nuts.
What's wrong with that?
Where do you get your cashew nuts from?
What are you saying?
No, I'm not saying cashew.
Are you saying cashew?
No, cashew nuts.
Okay, well, you say mare weird, though.
I do say mare weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but sounded like you were saying cashew nuts in a kind of very posh way.
Say the Mayor of London.
The Mayor of London.
No, say it again.
The Mayor of London.
No, you see, you're not. That's not how you normally say it.
But you've got me overthinking
You say the Mayor.
Yeah, you're right.
You do say the Mayor.
Yeah, but I can't remember which one's right.
You're already saying Mayor because I said Mayor. You're Mayor all the way.
Anyway, the hair clips thing, Craig Shapes, it looks like they're just scattered around the place.
There's always one ready to be used. Cashew nuts later on.
And yes.
That might be it. I didn't think about it like that, to be honest.
Mm. Okay, how many likes?
That one's not as good as the other one. That was 9,000 likes.
9,000
likes.
Oh yeah, but then the next one is ridiculous, and we're going to save that to tomorrow. You're right to speak at the same time.
Sure thing,
Craig. You obviously called us on the off chance today. Do you listen to our show
every day?
Do you?
Yeah, before we go to bed, actually, the three of us usually shout "Love you, bye" at each other.
Oh, so, okay.
That's from your show.
And do you listen to the show as a threesome?
I mean, sometimes the girls usually have work during the day, though. I work at night time.
Also, we've ruled that situation out, Scott.
Do they listen as a group?
Oh.
That's what I meant. Anyway, coming up tomorrow, hear about girls getting ready for a night out. Am I right, Craig?
Yeah.
All right, Craig, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, listen, we really need your help on something. See if this is you and see if you can help us. You know, like, we love your input. We just love your feedback. We did a thing a while back on the show called Profession Confessions, and it was so popular that Radio 1 have decided that we can make it into a podcast.
Which is very, very exciting.
Right. So we're going to get another podcast.
Another one?
Another one. But we need some input from you guys. You know, like, we already have a private investigator on the show. If you have a profession and you know loads of stuff about it, like stuff that we don't get to see, the stuff that's behind the scenes, I want you to spill all for me. Now, we can keep you anonymous.
Yeah, we can keep your identity secret, like our private investigator.
We don't have to say your name. We can even use a voice changer if you want to completely protect your identity. But I want, like, all the stuff you don't see in people's jobs. like the secret stuff, like maybe airline crew or pilots. We had Hugo on before, who was a letting agent. Mm. All sorts of stuff they do when those houses aren't being let.
Also, it could be the stuff that you've always wanted to say, but you can't really. This is your excuse.
Or maybe chef or bodyguard or like adult film star. We're allowed to be a bit ruder because it's not on daytime Radio 1, so we can say stuff that we're not normally allowed to say at this time because it's going to be a podcast. So it's going to be like a profession confessions podcast. If you've got one of those jobs where there's loads of secrets, text us now on 81199 or do me a favour and email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio.